From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for an attack in the diplomatic area of Dhaka, Bangladesh. The Amaq News Agency, which is linked to the militants, claimed that more than 20 people were killed in the attack. However, Bangladeshi police report only 2 police officers have been killed. Police say 8 to 9 gunmen entered the Holy Artisan Bakery, which is located in the diplomatic zone of Dhaka, around 9:20 p.m. local time Friday. They say several foreigners are among those still trapped inside. Several wounded police officers were hospitalized after security forces exchanged gunfire with the attackers inside the restaurant. The attackers also hurled grenades. The head of the Elite Anti-Crime Force Rapid Action Battalion told reporters Friday night that they were working to save the lives of the people trapped inside that restaurant. The White House has released a long-anticipated report on civilians killed in drone strikes outside active conflict zones, saying between 64 and 116 civilians were killed between 2009 and 2015. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the administration's counterterrorism strategy has more credibility when it is transparent as possible.
The president believes that it's important to put an architecture in place that reflects the kinds of reforms that this administration has implemented to ensure that proper steps are taken to avoid civilian casualties and to ensure that the operations that are undertaken are consistent with our national security goals.
The report covers drone strike deaths that occur in places outside what the administration called areas of active hostility. That includes Pakistan, Yemen, Libya, and Somalia. This is VOA News. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says she plans to accept the recommendations of career employees and federal agents looking into former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server during her time in office. Speaking in Colorado on Friday, Lynch insisted that career agents and investigators with the Department of Justice are acting independently and that their probe predates her tenure as Attorney General. Lynch also said it was perfectly reasonable for people to question her impromptu meeting earlier this week with former President Bill Clinton, the presidential candidate's husband.
The issue is, how does it impact the work that I do and the work that the Department of Justice does? And I certainly wouldn't do it again. because I think it has cast this shadow over what it should not, over what it will not touch. And that's why, as I said, I think it's important to talk about how this matter will be resolved and how the review and how the determinations and decisions will be made.
Many Republican lawmakers have said the meeting with former President Clinton might have compromised the email investigation, which they had previously said was not being handled properly. President Barack Obama said Friday that an effective vaccine for the Zika virus could be developed in fairly short order if the Congress acts quickly to approve the money needed. Speaking at the White House after meeting with U.S. health officials, Mr. Obama called on the Congress to pass legislation that would pay for research to fight the virus.
So what I want the American people to understand is that I expect Congress to get this funding done before they leave for vacation, before they adjourn. That's part of their basic responsibility.
The Obama administration has submitted a budget request of $1.9 billion to Congress. The mosquito-borne Zika virus has been linked to birth defects, including microcephaly, in which babies are born with unusually small heads, and neurological disorders. Austria's highest court has overturned the results of its presidential election, citing procedural irregularities. It's ordered a rerun to be held in September or October. The final vote count showed former Green Party politician and ecologist Alexander Van der Bellen narrowly ahead of the right-wing Freedom Party candidate Norbert Hofer. The court found no evidence that the result was manipulated, but said that various rule violations on the counting procedure were sufficiently serious and widespread for the election to be declared null and void. All 3 major indices finished trading higher on Wall Street Friday. Asian and European markets were also up. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.